Now, the state Supreme Court ruled this week that Fred Prehn can keep his seat on the policy-setting body for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Prehn was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker. His six-year term expired last year. This week's court decision was in response to a legal challenge from Attorney General Josh Call. So why is Prehn still on the board? Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
So I walked through a bit of the story in the intro. Can you flesh it out a little more for us? So why is Prehn still on the board leading up to this lawsuit?
Well, Prehn has argued for more than a year now that there's a prior Supreme Court ruling. It's, I forget the name of it. It's often referred to as the Thompson decision, but it was a ruling in 1964. That basically allows holdovers in office to continue serving on the board until the Republican-controlled Senate would confirm his successor. So basically, conservative justices have said that they just don't see any reason to depart from that decision, that pre-existing ruling, and they think it remains, quote, as sound today as it did when the case was first decided.
And then in the background to the story, Governor Evers has a nominee for this position, this post. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Sandy Noss is a conservationist from Ashland, or rather she taught at Ashland High School, and I think now she's in Drummond teaching. And she has more than three decades of conservation experience. I believe she led the Bayfield County Conservation Congress. And she's just got a really good record of qualifications in natural resources and conservation. And so Evers appointed her to the position on April 30th of last year, I believe. And since that time, you know, as we've said, Prehn has refused to step down, and he's essentially blocked her from taking a seat on the board. But also, you know, the Republican-controlled Senate has refused to act to confirm her.
And what did Attorney General Call argue in bringing this lawsuit?
So he basically argued that, you know, because Dr. Fred Prehn's term expired, that he was no longer protected and could be removed for any reason, not just for cause, because basically what the Supreme Court cited and this prior Supreme Court ruling had said is that you can only be removed from a position if you die, you resign, or for cause, or basically like misconduct in office. And so he's been sitting there ever since.
Talk to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior, looking at the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. The state Supreme Court ruled a holdover appointment could stay on that board while a nominee of Governor Evers has not been confirmed by the Republican-led Senate. Danny, let's talk about the Natural Resources Board. Why would we care who is on it? What do they do?
Yeah, well, it's the policymaking board for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. So they decide a lot of contentious environmental policies. And in the last year, there have been several. We've seen proposed standards for so-called forever chemicals known as PFAS come before the board. We saw the contentious wolf debate come before the board as far as a wolf harvest quota for last fall's wolf hunt, which was eventually put on hold. But, you know, these are issues that Dr. Fred Prehn has said was part of the reason that he wanted to remain on the Natural Resources Board, is because of these important issues regarding wildlife and water. And in his time serving on the board, he's kind of played a deciding, he's been a deciding vote. Especially with the wolf harvest quota last fall. You know, initially that vote came down 5-2, I believe, but Sharon Adams, another board member, said later that she was confused. So really it was a conservative majority of that board that decided they were going to set a harvest level of 300 wolves for the fall hunt, which went way above and beyond what the DNR had recommended, and is way beyond what environmental groups and wildlife advocacy groups wanted. And then when you saw the PFAS standards issue come up, you know, the board outright voted to reject groundwater standards that were recommended by the DNR and state health officials, and they weakened the PFAS standard for drinking water in Wisconsin. And now we've seen the US EPA under President Joe Biden come out with even more restrictive health advisory levels for these chemicals. So basically saying that whatever was in place before is not enough to protect public health. And that's what the board decided to go with as the threshold for the drinking water standards. So people are really upset about him remaining on the board, but there's also a lot of people who think that he should be there deciding these issues, especially among conservatives and business lobbyists and Republican lawmakers.
In your reporting on this, you focus on the Natural Resources Board. Is there concern that there are other unconfirmed appointees who could face similar situations or be ousted if there's a change of administration?
Yeah, I believe that Attorney General Josh Call told the Associated Press the other day that this sets a terrible precedent, that this would in fact have the effect of basically the Senate could just hold off on confirming any nomination that the Evers administration may have and just wait and hope that they get a Republican governor in office with the election this fall. So there's no incentive right now for the parties to work with each other. It's kind of this back and forth. And I think it's really the voters of the state who lose on this one. No matter what political party you're from, neither the administration nor Republicans are working together on this. And we should be able to have a system that works and functions regardless of whoever has political power at the moment.
And getting back to the Natural Resources Board in particular, it sounds like this is a done deal. The highest court in the state has ruled on this. So is there still any thought that this might change?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, this will probably come up on a case by case basis. You know, we might see it soonest with the UW Board of Regents. I believe Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson, who are running for governor as Republicans on the ballot this fall, they have said that they would eliminate any Evers appointees and install their own political appointees to that board that's more in line with their goals for higher education. And it could come up with a number of other positions.
We'll leave it there. Danny, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. We talked with her about why Natural Resources Board member Fred Prehn is still serving on the board despite his term expiring over a year ago and what it could mean for environmental policy here in the state.